Hey, New Mexico is going to be the visitors on the scoreboard tonight. The Silver Streaks are going to start it out with Chad Funk leading off, playing shortstop, batting second. Joe Hoppe will be playing second base. Batting third, Hunter Rademacher will be in right field. Batting fourth, Nick Stangler will be in left field. Batting fifth, Ty Reller will be at first base. Batting sixth, Joe Stangler will be doing the catching. Batting seventh, Jacob Hennenkamp will be playing center field. Batting eighth, Jimmy Toole, the pitcher. And batting ninth, Brennan Hoppe will be starting at third base for the Silver Streaks tonight. They are your visitors. The Atwater Chuckers will lead off with Josh Cunningham playing center field. B.J. Kingery will be playing third base, batting second. Jordan Olson will be batting third, playing second base. Jacoby Anderson will be batting fourth, doing the catching. Batting fifth, Justin Schrader, the designated hitter tonight. Batting sixth, playing first base, will be Matt Tanner. Batting seventh, doing the pitching tonight, will be Michael Melvin. Batting eighth, playing right field, will be Ryan Walsh. Batting ninth, playing left field, will be Jeff Peterson. And playing shortstop tonight will be Jordan Tanner. That's your starting lineup for the Atwater Chuckers, and this is the elimination game.
You bet. And Don, our umpires, they basically just switched positions from the St. Martin and New London Spicer game.
Yep, Jeff Gastro should be... Am I in the right one here? Steve Hennen and Jeff Grasto?
Yes.
Grasto?
Hennen behind the plate?
Yep.
All right.
Both did a nice job that previous game.
So Michael Melvin has completed his warm-up toss as we're ready to go. Region 15-seat baseball action.
Kind of looks like the field's getting a little wear and tear down there in front of the first base dugout, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. A little dry there, maybe?
Could be. I think that's where they laid some sod. I'm sure it's a little weaker than most of it.
Chad Funk will step into the batter's box here for New Munich. It'll be Chad Funk, Joe Hoppe, Hunter Rademacher facing Michael Melvin. And the first pitch from Melvin is a ball. Well, nice hit, a strike there. Okay. And 0-1.
I got a feeling these hitters from the right side might have a little trouble with that sun in their right eye.
I want to count to Funk. Six strike two called, and 0-2. Well, our home plate umpire giving us a big strike zone to start out with. See if it continues. Malvin's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Atwater Chuckers, B.J. Kingery over at third. At shortstop, Jordan Tanner at second base. It's a Jordan Olson, and at first base, it's Matt Tanner. Here's a base hit by Funk up the middle, past the diving Jordan Tanner.
Chad's still a good leadoff hitter for the Silver Streaks.
There was a time in his career, though, Don. Didn't he bat like three?
Yes,
or four?
Yeah, yep.
Three,
yep.
Mostly?
Yep. Yeah. He batted down in the lineup a little bit.
I mean, more of an RBI position, though.
Yep, more in that top, but the fourth of... Probably as low as he's been.
Right.
Maybe fifth once in a while, I doubt it.
Here's another veteran, Joe Hoppe, called into service because of the injuries on this New Munich team that have occurred throughout the season. John Gable, their third baseman, a torn ACL. Logan Funk, he broke a thumb. Will Funk tore up his knee here just recently. And also the second baseman. See here. Grant Johnson broke an arm.
Yeah.
Joe Hoppe at the plate to count 0-2.
One of the other games we've seen a young man with a cast on, too. I can't remember which team that was for.
Pitches a call, strike three, and Joe Hoppe gets caught looking. Big strike zone by the home plate umpire.
Farming was a young man with a cast on also.
There was. That was Mergen, Nick Mergen.
Yeah, there you
Nick
go.
Mergen had a broken arm.
Be careful, Randy. You know, we never know what can happen up here.
Yeah, at least we should be safe from the foul balls, Doug. All right, here comes Hunter Rademacher to the plate.
And don't say that.
Following right over Don and Ted. And 0-1 to count to Hunter. Having a lot of fun. The food is good here at the region tournament, and people enjoying the beverages, the nice sunny weather. They're
not so hot. I'll tell you what, Nick Sarantino won
a Super Bowl. Sandals out here. Funk takes his lead. Here's a chopper to second base. Funk skips over that chopper and going to first with the throw. Second baseman Jordan Oltz, and he gets Hunter Rademacher 4-3. Nice.
Hope he didn't hurt himself.
I know. Nice athletic move. I think Jordan Olson's having a word with Chad Funk there. How did you do that? You know, if that ball comes up high, you're going to be laying there, boy.
Only you would think of that, right?
Yeah. Well, it happens. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. All right. Here's Nick Stengler. Nick, the left fielder. Kicks inside for a ball from Michael Malvin, and 1-0. Yeah, the constant temptation up here in the press box, you smell that charcoal grill going all the time.
Oh, it's kind of drifting.
Yeah. How can you not get calories from that charcoal?
Just putting on pounds without eating.
Right. Nick Stengler takes the ball low, 2-0 the count to Nick. Chad Funk in scoring position at second. And missing inside is Michael Malvin. The count now 3-0. Make it 2-1. Okay. Called a strike there. Two balls and a strike. Pitch inside a ball and 3-1. The count. Malvin's pitch takes a little off of it, and he bounces it up to the plate, and Nick Stengler will draw a walk. So Chad Funk stays at second base. Nick Stengler now at first base. And here's Ty Reller, the first baseman for New Munich. New Munich, an early threat here against Michael Malvin. Working out of the stretch at the first baseman behind Nick Stengler. And a pitch to strike called, 0-1. Matt Tanner way behind the base runner, Nick Stengler. Malvin a step off via the rubber, and back to second goes Funk. No score, first inning. Malvin's pitch, Reller will chop it foul at the plate, and the count at 0-2 now to Ty Reller. On deck, Joe Stengler. Got one more ball game to do after this today. That'll be Richmond and El Rosa. And that'll be a state qualifier game. Somebody with the win tonight will qualify for this year's state tournament. 0-2 the count to Reller. Malvin's pitch on the way. Jacoby Anderson sets up outside, and he misses outside the count. Now 1-2 to Reller. One ball, two strikes. It's a little bit low in 2-2. Talked to folks last night following this Atwater-Richmond game, said Jacoby Anderson will be taking a job out in North Dakota, I believe.
Oh, really?
So he'll be moving and will not be playing for the Checkers anymore. Here's a foul at the plate by Ty Reller. The count at 2-2, yet to Reller. Two balls, two strikes.
Smart some shit by Jacoby Anderson back there. He gives Ty Reller a couple seconds. Ball that ball off his foot.
And the 2-2, Reller rips this to center field. It's hit a long way. Back in front of the monster, making the catch for Atwater is their center fielder, Josh Cunningham, as he backs into the wall in center field. A long out number three here in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on, a half an inning. It's New Munich nothing. Atwater coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KSM Albany. Bottom of the first inning. Atwater set to come to the plate against Jimmy Toole. It'll be Josh Cunningham, B.J. Kingery, and Jordan Olson facing Toole. Jim, tall, lanky right-hander. I want to just know if anybody out there has a pinch count on Jim Toole over the years, how many pitches he's thrown. Because it's a lot. I mean, how many innings he's thrown? It's a lot.
He's not on a pitch count per game.
He's not, no. Oh. No, because, I mean, if there's an iron arm in this league right now, it's Jim Tuell. I mean, you can give him the ball, and he'll give you nine innings, and he won't complain. Just throws.
I don't think his leg kick is quite as high as it used to be. We'll see once. See if he's juiced up here a little bit, ready to go, a little hyped up. I don't think he is.
Tuell ready to face Josh Cunningham, the left-hander. Oh, yeah. And Cunningham swings and misses strike one. Don, we noticed in some of the earlier ball games, the ball's been carried, and Ty Reller's fly ball really carried. Get it up in the air here. The sweeping curve or slider from Tuell misses inside to Cunningham in the count 1-1.
When you look at the flags right now, they're still kind of blowing out towards left field.
Cunningham, long drive to right center field. This one's going to bounce up against the fence. Cunningham digs for second. He's going to go in with a stand-up double here in the first inning off of Jim Tuell. Long fly ball to right center field. And bring C.J. Kingery to the plate. DJ at third base tonight. He came in last night as a relief pitcher.
He looked good out there, didn't he?
Mm. Yeah, he did. Pitch from Tuell, missing outside of ball, 1-0. Joe Stangler's another, day in and day out. He's behind the plate as he is sacrificing that body behind the plate. Tuell's pitch. On the inside corner, strike called, and 1-1 to Kingery.
I think Jim Tuell caught a little bit, too, for the Silver Streaks, hasn't he? I think in the situation he has.
One ball, one strike. Tuell's pitch, strike two called, and 1-2.
Got the young rookie playing third base for him tonight. Started over at second last night. Made a couple nice plays.
Brennan Hoppe is out on the field, you bet. One ball, two strikes. Tuell kicks, delivers, and Kingery rips it to second. Joe Hoppe catching the line drive out at second. Timed it perfectly, did Hoppe. Hearing like Craig Welly and Jim Hoppe over there making comments because they both played second. Welly and Hoppe did for New Munich. They say it looks like he's played there his whole life. Oh, yeah. So one out. Here's Jordan Olsen at the plate. He was called in to relieve Justin Schrader last night on the mound. Pitched pretty good in relief. And the first pitch from Tuell, a ball, 1-0. Tuell delivers. Olsen taps it slowly to third. Brennan Hoppe up with it over to first. 5-3 on the putout. On to third goes the base runner, Cunningham. Two outs. And that's what you want here in this situation. Brennan Hoppe charging it, coming up on it in the infield, getting it out on the play. And catcher Jacoby Anderson steps up to the plate. Jacoby, right-handed hitter, open stance. Jim Tuell kicks and delivers, and Anderson rips this to center field. Calling for it out in center field and making the catch is hitting camp, and that'll do it for the Chuckers here in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. One in our books. No score. New Munich and Atwater. We're back in a minute on KASM. All right. Region 15C Baseball brought to you by our sponsors, Greenwald Insurance, Virgil's Big Arena, Central Minnesota Insurance here in Painesville, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Whirlwind Steel Components, North American Insurance Agency, CHS of El Rosa, Centricare Health, Painesville, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, the Freeport State Bank, Ducci's Bad Company Bar, St. Martin, Corky's Bar, Bridgman, Rembo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports of Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Brinkey's Liquor, Richmond, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Jerry's Firehouse Grill in Richmond, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber of Melrose, Munich Gas, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, and Ecker Feed Service bringing us baseball today. Here's Joe Stengler at the plate facing Michael Melvin. The first two pitches to Joe Stengler. Strikes called, and 0-2. A pitch bouncing in the dirt, knocked down by Anderson, and the count 1-2. Trapper's Pub and Grub bringing us baseball today, along with the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Grove Mutual Insurance, Pets Park of Earl Spring Hill, Haynesville Chevrolet Buick, State Bank of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, and Corner Groceries. Stengler rips a single to left field and a leadoff single for New Munich.
I don't think too often that Joe has played a baseball game where his shirt isn't half out usually, right?
That is correct. Boy, Don, we had a lot of clouds in and out earlier today, and now we're getting just about full sunshine late in the afternoon.
There's a few clouds right now. It's kind of shining right in the press box here.
11 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to KASM Albany, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM. We are Chasm. At the plate, Jacob Hinnenkamp, throw to first, Stengler back safely. Hey, lots of ways to catch our ball games here, Region 15C. You can tune us on your mainstay, KASM 1150. We're always there, never going to move, always on 1150 AM. But we give you the opportunity to listen to 107.7 FM. Chasm has now got an FM, so same programming on 107.7 FM. Catch Chasm there. As Hinnenkamp laces a single over Kingery's head into left field, back-to-back singles for the Silver Streaks. Also can catch our broadcasts on 105.5 HD2, so if you got an HD radio in your house, maybe you got an HD radio in your car or truck, yeah, pull us up on that as well. 105.5, go to HD2. And, of course, we're available at mychasm.com. Click on our stream on your computer, mychasm.com, and TuneIn Radio. TuneIn Radio app will bring you over to Chasm Radio as well. Looking to bunt is Jim Tooley. Pops it up, and catching the pop-up is Matt Tanner. And doubled up at first is Hinnenkamp as Jimmy Tool couldn't get the bunt down, and Hinnenkamp got way too far off of first base. Oh, so a double play for Michael Melvin, a big double play. Now Brennan Hoppe to the plate.
Got to have that bunt laid down before you get that big a lead over there at first base, and he just got himself caught going before the bunt was put down.
So Brennan Hoppe, the number 9 hitter at the plate for New Munich. Two outs after two singles here in the second inning. Joe Stengler still over at second. Brennan Hoppe bloops this one to the right side, caught by the second baseman. That's Jordan Olson, and that'll do it for New Munich here in the second. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. We played an inning and a half, no scorer. New Munich and Atwater, we're back in 1 minute. Back at Painesville Baseball Park, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you here on a Saturday evening, now after 6 o'clock. Justin Schrader scheduled to come to the plate. He'll be followed by Matt Tanner and Michael Melvin. No score if you're just joining us. And the first pitch to Schrader is a strike called, 0-1. Home plate umpires continue. Don, he's got a big strike zone behind the plate. I'm sure the pitchers like it. Hitters maybe not so much.
I think that had a lot to do with last night, all the walks, too, because he had a small strike zone. You had to put it where he liked it. And I'll tell you what, it makes for a long ball game if you don't have any kind of a strike zone.
Schrader at the plate, the count 0-2, and he'll follow another one off at the plate. Count remains 0-2. Our nightcap here tonight should be a good one, Richmond and El Rosa. The 0-2 pitch coming to Schrader, just missing outside the count 1-2.
Oh, we all pitched a little bit
being joined by Lee Schlaper, the manager of the Rangers, here in the booth. He's pitched somewhat, and I pitched somewhat. Randy, I don't know what they called that, but we live action, I'm not sure.
Hold it, hold it. Let me take the knife out of my heart.
And I'll tell you what, when you get a small strike zone, and you got a heck of a time throwing it past batters anyhow, it makes it really difficult.
Yeah. All right. Three balls, two strikes as Schrader has worked the count full. Foul tip. Joe Stengler can't hang on to it, and the count stays full at 3-2.
I gave you a compliment last night on your throwing, that nothing went straight.
Oh, okay.
That was your compliment on pitching.
Here's the pitch by Tool, and a shot down the first baseline foul. Count stays at 3-2, so Justin Schrader battling Jim Tool. And here's Schrader lacing a single past Ty Riller into right field, a base hit. You know, Schrader had enough pitches there, Don. He just kept timing it and timing it and timing it. And
finally, he got to it.
He got a pitch that he could drive, yep.
A couple of crucial strikeouts last night in the game that last game he was in. He isn't going to do that again.
Second hit, four. Atwater. The other a double by Josh Cunningham. Here's Matt Tanner, the first baseman. Tool's pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Schrader leads over at first. Jim Tool kicks and delivers, and Tanner drives it to right field. Back by the right field fence. It's going to go off the fence. Hunter Rademacher gets it back into the infield, and Schrader ends up on third base. So that ball from off the bat of Tanner just kept sailing through and over the head of Hunter Rademacher. Back-to-back hits in the second for Atwater. Long single on the play. Schrader ends up on third. Here's Michael Malvin, the pitcher, a chance to help his own cause here. Scoreless game in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Tool has the sign. Tanner takes his lead at first. Pitch outside a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Now three hits for each team. With that long single by Matt Tanner. Michael Malvin taps this one on the ground to short. Chad Funk tries to flip it to Joe Hoppe, and they end up bobbling it, and everybody's safe. I thought Chad was going to field that, step on the bag, twist, and throw to first.
I thought so, too.
So I don't know.
I think he was going to, and he didn't have control of it, did he?
Maybe that was the case, that he didn't have control of it, yeah. So when air on Punk gets short, the run is scored, Schrader comes across to score, and everybody's safe.
And still nobody out. This guy will be sacking, I think.
Here's Ryan Walsh trying to put the bunt down, and it goes foul.
That's the key word here, isn't it? Trying.
Trying. And again, he didn't totally square off, Don. He lunged at it at probably what was a ball. 0-1 the count to Ryan Walsh. Base runners lead from first and second with nobody out. Walsh, again, lunging at that ball. It goes foul. And the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Oh, 2 the count, 2 on. We'll see if they put it on again for Walsh. Kobe Anderson, the player manager in the dugout right now. No, they have him swing away, and he laces it to left field. That's a base hit. Matt Tanner will
be sent in. Here comes the throw into the infield. It's up the line. Tanner Fly saved, and it's 2-0 Atwater. There's no way that I thought Tanner would score as Nick Stengler had the ball. Tanner was just rounding the bag.
Yeah, he kind of slowed up here. I don't think he expected to be waved home.
So a single scores another for Atwater, now 2-0. Ryan Walsh, after a couple failed bunt attempts,
it comes through. Doesn't
comes
he?
Through with a base hit. Here's number 9 hitter, Jeff Peterson. The first pitch to Jeff, a ball, 1-0. Munich still thinking maybe bunt here by the number 9 hitter, Peterson.
Wouldn't you?
Ty Reller in on the grass.
Possibility here, I would think so.
Jim Tool comes home. Peterson shows
there's bunt. A good bunt.
Puts it down perfectly. Tool has to pick it up, throws to first.
Excellent.
And 1-3 on a put out. One down.
That's a good sacrifice bunt.
And the leadoff hitter, Josh Cunningham, to the plate. Josh Cunningham rips a double in his first at bat. Was stranded out at a third base. He rips this pass to Drawn in infield. It's going to score two. Coming across is Walsh. Here's the throw to the plate. Then safe as he slides by Joe Stengler. Walsh did get across. And time being called, it's now 4-0 Atwater. Good throw by Hinnenkamp. Oh. Cunningham with his second hit of the night. On the play, Cunningham goes to second on that throw home. 4-0 Atwater over to Munich. And B.J. Kingery up at the plate with one out, one on. It's to Kingery outside of ball, 1-0. No activity at all yet in New Munich's bullpen. Jewell delivers. Pitch inside a ball, and now 1-1.
I have a feeling if relief pitching is going to probably have to come from the field.
Louis Opatz was drafted.
That's right. Louis Opatz is in the dugout. There you go.
There is not a whole lot more to choose from. Here's the pickoff play as Tool throws it into center field. Gets by Joe Hoppe, and Cunningham will go to third. Again here, I mean, you're down 4-0. That run, to keep that second, it's not worth it.
No.
It's just not worth it.
90 feet further for him to come home here on a base hit.
You're better off just stepping off the rubber once in a while. And hits to Kingery inside a ball, 2-0. So an error on the throw by Jim Tool. And Kingery swings and misses strike two, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes. Four nothing Atwater leading New Munich. Breaking ball missing outside. The count full, 3-2. That infield still drawn in a little bit, not totally on the grass. Try to freeze Cunningham on a ground ball. Curveball to Funk it short. Chad will throw across the diamond as he looks Cunningham back in 6-3 on the putout. Two down. And Jordan Olson steps to the plate. Jordan a ground ball to Brennan Hoppe at third in his last at bat. Four runs, five hits, no errors for Atwater, no runs, three hits, two errors for New Munich. Jim Tool delivers and a swing and a miss by Jordan Olson, strike one. 0-1 the count. Olson back into the box. Jewel kicks and delivers. Pitches a little bit low in the count, 1-1. Now, Painesville, Don, when they did all this remodeling, the outfield used to be a little hard and bumpy, and it looks like they did a lot to their outfield to make it a pretty nice outfield.
Does look like it. Yes, yeah. It does.
Pitch ball back and out of play in the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Josh Cunningham over at third. Jewel's pitch and fouled again by Jordan Olson. Count stays 1-2. This is an elimination game between Atwater and the Munich. Jim Tools pitch. Draw ball to Brennan Hoppe at third. Cross the diamond. Hoppe's throw. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for Atwater here in the second inning. They score four runs on four hits. There was two Silver Streak errors and a one man left on base. After two innings, 4-0 Atwater over Numinic. We're back in a minute on KSM. Make our way to the top of the third inning. Numinic ready to send. Top of the order to the plate, Chad Funk, Joe Hoppe, Hunter Rademacher. Numinic trailing 4-0. Michael Melvin has himself a few runs to work with here. Chad Funk, base hit in his first at bat today. Melvin delivers outside of ball, 1-0. Ball. If you're the Atwater Chuckers right now, you want to get Michael Melvin out there to throw strikes. Get your team back in here and do some offense again. Keep your momentum going. You don't want to make this a long inning and give the Silver Streaks a chance to get back in this game. It's to Chad Funk. It's strike called. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Melvin kicks, delivers. That's high and up by Chad's head. And the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Melvin's pitch. A little bit low and outside. And the count 3-2. Jacoby Anderson stared back at the home plate umpire, and he's going, aren't you going to call that? Three balls, two strikes, and Funk laces a wide drive over the jumping shortstop. He lost his sunglasses. You can see they fell off of his head, too. Jordan Tanner.
I almost thought he caught that. Let's pick that ball up right away.
So a leadoff single for Chad Funk. Nobody out. Here comes Joe Hoppe to the plate. Joe Hoppe, his first at bat today, a strikeout. First pitch to Joe, ball 1-0. Funk takes his lead at first. Michael Melvin's pitch, high and 2-0. On deck, Hunter Rademacher. There's a strike called and 2-1 now to Hoppe. Two balls, one strike. Hoppe taps that one foul in the batter's box. He bounced it right off his foot. And the count 2-2. balls, two strikes, 4-0 Atwater leading New Munich here in the third inning. And Hoppy, ground ball to short. A flip to second for one. The relay to first in time. 6-4-3, double play. That shortstop, Jordan Tanner, starts. And two outs for New Munich in the third. Here's Hunter Rademacher. Hunter Rademacher tonight, that bounced to the second baseman in his first at bat. He's 0 for 1. Takes a strike call, then 0-1. No balls, one strike. Kick the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Strike two. Looks like Richmond is starting to move and taking some batting practice. Top of the third inning in this one. Hunter lays off the pitch that bounces in the dirt. Gonna count 1-2. Richmond and El Rosa, that's their nightcap here at Painesville Baseball Park. Rademacher, ground ball to second. Jordan Olson bobbles it once, throws to Tanner at first, and in time to get the speedy Rademacher. That'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the third inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We play 2.5. It's Atwater 4 and New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KESM Albany. All right, bottom of the third inning. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Noah Eide producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing fine, Randy.
Awesome.
It's kind of fun to watch the players mingling around here, the ones that aren't playing right now. You got guys that are going up to each other, shaking hands. Probably haven't seen each other for a while or just meeting again over the course of the year or whatever it is. It's all pretty friendly, competitive sport, this baseball, I'll tell you, and it's nice to see sportsmanship.
Yeah, baseball is kind of like a big family reunion, and it's not only the players, it's the fans,
yes,
those that have watched, because the fans probably communicate more with each other in the stands and that than the players do at
times. Oh, I think so. Yes, I do.
So it's always good to see.
And there's always going to be a little bit of the rival thing going on here. You got some people hollering, and that's what you pay to get into the game for. If you go to a Twins game, you do the same thing, don't you?
Yes, indeed. At the plate, Jacoby Anderson rips one foul and now takes the ball low in the count 1-1 to Jacoby Anderson. It'll be Jacoby, Justin Schrader, and Matt Tanner facing Jimmy Tuohill here in the third inning. 4-0 lead. The pitch from Tuohill outside a ball and 2-1.
You said Jacoby took a job out in Dakota, right?
Yeah, out in the Dakotas, I believe.
It's going to be a big hole to fill in this one.
Set. Yeah, and then I guess there were a few other ball players contemplating retiring, too. So
Matt
Water might have a different look to him next year. Three balls, one strike to Anderson. There's a strike on the inside corner, and 3-2.
Well, I'll tell you what, if a guy still could, it should be fun to play it again, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 3-2, shot foul. I was, when Joe Hoppe was batting last inning, Don, I looked at Joe Hoppe, and of course we mentioned that Joe and Chad Funk and those guys in their 40s now, but it takes the body so much longer to recover from that kind of activity, and you got to give those guys credit that are out there right now, that they're achieving at a pretty high level yet to play this game. It's a young man's sport. Baseball is a young man's sport. Pitch is fouled to the screen by Anderson. The count stays full at 3-2.
Well, this ball come back and hit the umpire.
Yeah, if you really want to play the game right, where you're diving and you're sliding and you're swinging hard and you're throwing hard, it takes a lot.
And I think like Chad and these guys, like Chad and Joe and them, I think they do different things. I don't think they just sit around all year. I think Chad's pretty active yet.
Well, I know he's a good bowler.
Yes, he is.
Three balls, two strikes. Anderson rips one just foul down the left field line. Count stays full at 3-2. you know how hard that bowling is on a body, Don. It's extremely difficult.
Close to retiring on that, too.
Close to retiring, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I need the whole summer to recover from it.
It's, everybody thinks, well, that's the easiest thing you can do. I'm not sure about that.
There's Anderson. He'll riff another shot, this time by Brennan Hoppe over at third into left field, the base hit.
Wow. Brennan isn't going. I'm glad that was a little higher.
That was, well, thrilled. Yes, it was. So single for Jacoby Anderson. Leadoff single. Here's Justin Schrader. And Justin had a good first at bat against Jim Tool before he finally singled. He'll pop this one up in the infield. Chad Funk over at short. Collingford makes the catch for the out. One down. And Matt Tanner grabs a bat. Lots of ball games played already in this Region 15 C tournament last night. New London Spicer beat this New Munich team 6-2, and Richmond over Atwater 8-4 last night. Tanner pops this one up. Shallow center field, coming hard. Jacob Hinnenkamp will make the catch for out number two. So two down, and to the plate, it's Michael Melvin. And then today, we saw some great ball games so far. Our first game with Farming and El Rosa. Game went to the bottom of the eighth inning. El Rosa scored two to take a 2-1 lead over Farming and win it today 2-1. Our second game today was another good one as well, as Regal defeated Meyer Grove 5-2. And then just completed a little while ago, it was New London Spicer over St. Martin in another close game 2-1. Here's the pitcher. Michael Melvin chopping one in the air over to Joe Hoppe. Hoppe makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Atwater in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played three. It's Atwater 4, New Munich nothing. Region 15C baseball action. More to come in a minute here on KAFN. All right, here we go to the fourth inning. New Munich ready to face Michael Melvin. Jacoby Anderson was on the base path. He had to go put the catcher's equipment on yet. Probably take himself a drink of water. It's warm out there, Don. It's warm up here in the press box right now.
Up here. Yeah. Cloudy all day, and the clouds went away, and it's giving us some sunshine right into the press box here right now. It was last night, too, and in that last game, it got rather chilly in here. Just can't be satisfied, Kimmy.
No. Here's Nick Stengler leading off the fourth inning for New Munich. First pitch of ball to Nick. Nick, so far today, a walk in his first at-bat. Pitch missing, 2-0 the count to Nick Stengler. The Atwater Chuckers, the regular season champ in the County Line League. There's a strike called and 2-1. And Atwater came in as the number one seed out of the County Line League. Stengler rips a single to left field. Nice hit there by Nick Stengler. And that's what New Munich's got to do now, Don. They got to pick away. They got to get a run here, a run there. And
absolutely.
Somehow get the equalizer. And
I tell you, they dug themselves a little bit of a hole here, 4-0. Like you said, if they can hold them, chip away, it doesn't have to all be at one time.
Ty Roller steps up to the plate. Ty hit a long fly ball center field that center fielder Josh Cunningham was able to catch right in front of the big monster.
Here comes your plane, Randy.
Landing here at Painesville Municipal Airport. Fouled at the plate by Reller, and the count 1-1.
Figured it was stopping here to take you after the next game to a luxurious motel and casino and fly you back here in the morning.
No, we'll let that to the limousine driver. All right, the pitch low and away in the count 2-1. Well, looks like home plate umpire said differently here. The scoreboard says 2-2. Here's Reller, chopper to second. The flip to second for one, the relay to first, in time.
Wow.
Jordan Olson starts a 4-6-3 double play, and two out for Nemunik here in the fourth.
Melvin gets two double plays turned behind him already on a lead-out single.
So two outs.
Pitcher's best friend, isn't it?
Yep. Nice play over there by Jordan Olson. Little flip to Jordan Tanner, covering short there, or covering second. And here's Joe Stengler. Pitch to Joe, a strike called, 0-1. The ball's one strike. Joe 1-for-1 tonight. And he'll rip this one to deep short. Tanner up with it. He'll throw across the diamond, and Matt Tanner not able to scoop it in safe at first is Joe Stengler. I think you just about have to give him a hit on the play.
I would think so. I tell you what, Randy, it is really hard to pick the ball up right now. I didn't see that scoot away from the shortstop.
So two outs, one on, and Jacob Hinnenkamp steps into the batter's box, the center fielder for the Silver Streaks, and the first pitch to Jacob, a strike call, 0-1. 0-1 the count to Hinnenkamp. Another pitch inside, this one rolled the ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Quick throw to first, and back safely is Joe Stengler. St. Joe won today in amateur baseball. They beat Chisago Lakes in Region 1. 8 innings, 13-3, St. Joe with the victory. Sobieski leading Buckman in another play-in game to the state. Sobieski 3-0 over Buckman beginning the 7th inning. Or the bottom of the 7th inning. Excuse me, bottom of the 7th inning. One ball, two strikes to Jacob Hinnenkamp. Stengler gets off. Here's a ground ball.
Wow.
Diving Michael Melvin. Gloves the baseball. Gets up and throws Hinnenkamp out, and that'll do it for Nemunik here in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. We played 3.5. It's Atwater 4, Nemunik nothing. Amateur baseball here on KASM Region 15 C Baseball. We're back in a minute on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you here in Painesville. Bottom of the fourth inning. Ryan Walsh will lead it up for Atwater.
For you, those of you wondering where the state tournaments are going to be played, there will be four teams going out of this region to the state tournament. It should be played in a couple of weeks here starting. We'll be in Dassel, Hutchinson, and the alternate field will be Litchfield. So it's not really that far to come and watch some great baseball.
You're right.
See some different teams of Class B action, if you want to go watch some Class B action.
4-0 our score. Atwater leading. Here's Walsh, a two-hopper to funk it short. Chad fires it across the diamond, and 6-3 on the put-out of Ryan Walsh. Boy, Chad looked like he had to put a lot of effort into that long throw. Bring Jeff Peterson to the plate. Jeff, 0-for-1 today. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Yeah.
The pitch to Peterson, a strike called, 0-1. I would assume El Rose is probably hitting up at their diamond. Here's Peterson. Ground ball, too short. Funk comes up, throws to Reller at first. Out at first.
Wow.
Ty Reller had a look back as waiting for the umpire to call out as he pulled his foot pretty quick there. And two outs.
Look like
Buddy Ossendorf, was he out? Yep. Yeah, we saw it here. Yeah. Buddy's been hanging out there all day today. Here's a long drive by Cunningham that Stengler grabs the fly ball on the warning track in left field. That'll do it. A quick inning for Jimmy Tool. 1-2-3, go the checkers here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Four complete. Atwater, four. And New Munich, nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
All right, here we go. Top of the fifth inning. Jim Tool,
Brennan Hoppe, and Chad Funk to bat for the Silver Streaks. They're down 4-0 to Atwater. Big four spot in that second inning for Atwater. That's been the difference so far, Don.
Yes, it has, Randy. Lots of hits. Atwater played well. They got Jimmy Tool there that inning and keep slapping hits around and scoring some runs.
First two pitches, swing and a miss by Jim Tool. He's down in the count, 0-2. Here's the pitch by Melvin. Strike three called, and Tool gets caught looking. Bring Brennan Hoppe to the plate.
I don't think Jimmy Tool bats a lot. He hasn't when he was pitching. I don't think he usually got DH for it, didn't he?
You're right. Yeah. It's when they had more ball players.
Yes, it was.
One out. Nobody on. Brennan Hoppe swings and misses strike one. Brennan 0-for-1 today. Brennan will take inside the ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Alvin's pitch, Hoppe slaps it foul down the third base line. We count 1-2 to Brennan Hoppe. Ball and two strikes to Hoppe. Melvin kicks, delivers that one bouncing in the dirt. And the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brennan swings and foul tips it into the mitt of Jacoby Anderson, and he's out on strike. So two outs, back-to-back strikeouts for Michael Melvin. And Chad Funk to the plate. Dwayne Ohmscheid, our public address announcer.
That's the German going. It's Funk.
It's Funk. Chad, 2-for-2 so far tonight. Melvin's first pitch, a ball that's inside. Here's ball two now to Funk. 2-0 the count. Joe Hoppe waits on deck. It's catching the inside corner and 2-1. Michael Melvin with three strikeouts so far tonight, the one walk. Has given up the six hits to New Munich. And that last pitch missing, the count at 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Funk will take strike two called, and the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Here's Melvin's pitch, Funk. Bounces it up the middle. I think it hit part of the second base and bounced away from Jordan Olson.
Yes, it did.
So Funk is 3-for-3 with a base hit here in the fifth inning. And Joe Hoppe steps to the plate. Joe 0-for-2 today. Two outs, one on. Hoppe drives this one to left field. Fading into that left field corner is Jeff Peterson. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for New Munich here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 4.5 innings, it's Atwater 4, New Munich nothing. More Region 15 seat baseball action coming up.